Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
According to the Mellon Foundation, art museums in the U.S. have a full palette of color on their walls, but staff members, especially in senior positions, are mostly white. Amy Bishop of Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media took a look at how and why some museums are trying to change that.
And in these works, he has
Mari Carmen Ramirez is leading a small group through the Museum of Fine Arts Houston's newest exhibit, Contingent Beauty. She's been with the museum for 15 years as curator of Latin American art. Before that, she spent 12 years in Austin at the Blanton Art Museum.
They were the first to open up a position for a curator of Latin American art and to hire a Latina, in this case me, to occupy that position.
Ramirez is known internationally in the museum circuit, but the Puerto Rican native falls into a small group of a different sort. Art museum curators who are not classified as non-Hispanic white. Of the nearly 900 museums surveyed, 84% of the positions in leadership, such as museum directors and curators, were non-Hispanic white. At the Museum of Fine Arts Houston, it's about 68%. So when an art museum is not reflective of its population, what can be done to change it?
Maybe we need to have more people on the inside who can represent this wonderful plenitude of American society.
That's Mariette Westerman, vice president of the Mellon Foundation. She says art museums need to realize that part of their survival relies on staying relevant to the changing population. So the foundation decided to try something new. They established an incubator program to enlist college students of historically underrepresented races to come to work in the curatorial environment. They're trying it with five major metropolitan museums around the country.
I'm Jennifer Serenada. I'm a first-generation American. My mom came from Medellin, Colombia. My dad came from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
And she's also the first student to take part in the Mellon's curatorial program with the Museum of Fine Arts Houston. The Rice University art history major is being mentored by Ramirez. When she told her parents she wanted to pursue a career in the arts, they weren't thrilled at first.
And then when I got this fellowship, I was like, I assure you, Mara Carmen Ramirez is an important person, and she's Puerto Rican. They were like, oh, she's Puerto Rican.
For some, like Sernada, whose parents are immigrants, a career in the arts isn't seen as practical, and the positions often involve getting a master's or doctorate, which is expensive. The roots can also be societal and historical, says the Mellon Foundation's Mariette Westerman. For years, art museums have been associated with the European culture. In other words, white people.
So there was a sense, perhaps, that the museum wasn't really for everyone in America or for every group that was not already from that European or white descent.
The hope, says curator Mari Carmen Ramirez, is to ensure that the people who go to the Museum of Fine Arts Houston reflect the diversity of the city's population. As Ramirez says, museums can appeal to a broader audience when the staff has its finger on the pulse of the city's ethnic groups.
So I think that the museum benefits because they get people with very rich and diverse cultural backgrounds to engage not only the art that they represent, but also communicate those values to their audiences, you know, and I think that's what museums are all about.
For Here and Now, I'm Amy Bishop in Houston.